Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at IamAstrologyReadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. People may not realize creates blockages in the swords that we're about to go over. Now, Libra represents relationships, balance in relationships. Swords is about truth. And here, the realm of relational and mental realm of where Venus seeks fairness and balance and authentic connection through truth and clarity. Now, the first 10 degrees of Libra is connected to the Two of Swords, like we told you earlier, and the High Priestess, the Moon, governs the first 10, that first deacon, right? The number two, again, back to that, is death, destruction, fatality. Keywords connected with this card is stalemate, a catch-22, a difficult choice, right? The picture on the card is a blindfolded female holding two crossed swords. Behind her, water and rocks. A waxing crescent moon hangs in the sky. Now, the emotions, the moon, High Priestess, are blocked in the mental relational realm, air. She's blindfolded. Grasping through the darkness, can't access intuition. Moon emotions is parts of intuition to make a choice. The number two is death, fatality, destruction, and it reveals what's actually happening. This is the death of emotions connected to a person, a place, or a thing. The paralysis isn't just about indecisiveness. It's mourning in advance. You're already feeling the death before you have to make a choice. You know you got to make a choice. Y'all, we all been here. You know you got to make a this or that choice. But within that choice, it's going to create, you know, destruction. The duality, too, creates the impossible choice between two deaths. Staying kills one part of you, but leaving kills the other. The blindfold is an attempt to avoid seeing the emotional death that's already occurring. You're feeling it, but you don't want to see it. Ooh, I feel it. Ooh, 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 no, no. I don't want to see it though. But you can hear all the stuff going around you. Not like you don't know what's going on. Something must die, too, for movement to occur. We did talk about fear earlier and how many people fear death. The fatality of remaining paralyzed is that you die slowly instead of just choosing which parts get to live. The moon in the Six of Pentacles, emotional manipulation through material means, remember, you know, death of the Scrooge, blocks the moon in the Two of Swords. You can't access emotions to make the choice. The Pentacles blocks this. You can't access intuition to make your choice. Blindfolded by the material security from the Pentacles. You don't want to go back to Five of Pentacles scarcity mindset. Paralyzed between staying comfort or leaving for growth. The emotional manipulation, the Six of Pentacles blocks. You know, somebody, we talked to somebody about this last night, Tarot. They wanted independence, but the Six of Pentacles person being generous to them, you know, actually was blocking emotional clarity because of the situation. Because in all actuality, you want to be independent, but you actually need. charity. You, two of swords. You actually thinking you got a choice, but you really don't.
It's interesting that Lover's card was brought up in that conversation last night, and we just did recording about that with duality and choices. And what is that old saying? Beggars can't be choosers, if I recollect correctly. And
don't they have sort beggars of, on the Five of Pentacles? Six of Pentacles?
Yeah. I'm thinking about the reference there, the correlation that you said with the Five of Pentacles scenario with the Six of Pentacles dynamic or actuality with the individual we had the conversation with. And it's interesting that Six of Pentacles, and there's a choice there with the two beggars. And is your are you idealistic or realistic in your emotions with what you desire being tangible? Comes to mind with what you just said there.
Yeah. And then look, the next one is paralyzed between staying for comfort or leaving for growth. Hey, you want to leave for growth, but in all actuality, the reality of your choice to a source is you need to stay for that comfort because it's bigger than you. It's you and somebody else you need to think of. The mini version of you that you need to think of. So, you know, the emotional manipulation. And people stay blocked because I'd rather stay in this relationship because I don't like mourning. I don't like death, so you know, people stay away from funerals, and if I gotta kill off this relationship, that'd be a funeral, you know? But you have to accept and realize something must die for movement to occur. And when it comes to relationships, it materializes as, do I stay for security or leave for authenticity? Paralyzed by material comfort, pentacles, that blocks emotional clarity, swords. Death energy demands something must die for it to come to an end. You're mourning the relationship while still in it. You know, that person that ready to leave, know they want to leave and all that, but they stay, can't be authentic and just say, hey, look, it's over with.
Yeah, and it's interesting that Two of Swords, influenced by the High Priestess, which is the moon, correct?
Correct.
And that deacon. And it's sort of emotional paralysis because actually the Two of Swords is a stalemate. It's indecision, what the card represents. And when you factor in this deacon here being ruled by the High Priestess, which is the moon, and feelings and emotions, which you're speaking about, it's sort of that paralysis. And there's a symmetry or balance with her holding those swords at both at the same angle. There's no lopsided where it's weighing one way or the other.
Yeah.
It's as if you already know that something has to end, but you don't want to feel it. And that blindfold is almost over those eyes there. As if you don't, interesting, you don't want to feel it. Like you don't want to see it as well. You just want to stay in that.
But I have to ask you the question. I think they already feeling it. They don't want to see what they feeling. As in, oh, I'm already feeling it. But if I actually take the blindfold off and see what I'm actually feeling, then at that moment, action has to occur. And so if I stay blindly to it, I don't have to do anything.
You're actually choosing consciously or willingly to suffer emotionally.
I'm glad you said that, because remember, what was the first thing I began this whole thing with? Element. The moon is actually a water element. And the swords is actually air. Air and water don't mix. Air and water don't work well together. And we're talking about choice. How come it's hard to make a choice? Because water and air don't coexist well together. See why understanding the basic bottom line, the foundation, how that comes back up at this moment?
Yes, it's all integrated, and breaking this down with all the cards and the deacons here, this framework isn't necessarily philosophical. It's more mechanical, because it's so definitive with the interactions and correlations between the elements and the rulership and energies affiliated with all the placements. And indecision isn't neutral. It's a slow death, which is something you spoke about.
Death by a thousand cuts.
Oh, yeah. Yes. The prolonged agony comes to mind.
Look, we are talking about swords, so.
Correct. Yeah.
Hey, that's just like, basically, instead of telling that lady, hey, take one of those swords and just off with my head. Just take that sword and nick me a thousand times. Cut me a thousand times and just stand in and watch me bleed out till I die.
Some people cut to see if they can still feel. Because a lot of people are numb. You become devoid of emotion and almost catatonic.
Wouldn't that connect to this moon into a sword? They're cutting because they can't. The high priestess is not connected. The moon, the emotion. So I'm cut myself just to see if I still feel.
In a way, you're detached from reality. And with that, with the emotions being abstract and with the cutting being tangible, you would see. You can see the cut, the scars, the blood, whatever it would be, from that action, which you spoke about.
You know, I spoke about how the five of pentacles is connected to the six of pentacles, which connected to the seven pentacles. Well, the two of swords is connected to the three of swords. And actually, the two of swords, the paralysis, actually leads to the three of swords situation. And the three of swords, that deacon is ruled by Saturn, the world card. We still in Libra. The world is 21, back to mystery, production. The three of swords is, the picture is three swords piercing a red heart under stormy clouds. The key words is strife, loss, heartbreak. Now, the three of swords is the karmic consequence, Saturn, of avoiding truth, delivers the lesson through heartbreak. Saturn delaying, blocking, avoiding. The only card in the swords that seems to impart vivid emotion. By, I just told y'all, water and air don't mix. Why? Because water is feminine, air is masculine. The painful truth comes out. Betrayal, loss, the storm. Saturn represents the disciplinarian, the hard lesson that matures us through restriction and pain, blocking communications and or confusing communication. By the way, we have discussions with a lot of people who don't realize the way they communicate comes out. Hey, it's making sense in your head, but when it comes out your mouth, it's confusing. And in relationships, it can lead that this confusing communication can lead to heartbreak. When we don't speak clearly or at all, when we hide the truth of what we feeling, when we let misunderstandings fester, you know, I'm gonna stop right there for a second because people talk, or they accuse me of always interrupting. But in all actuality, my interruptions and other people's interruptions is two different things. I'm really paying attention to what you're saying, and I may interrupt and insert a question because I don't want you to keep going and you get to the end and leading to misunderstanding. But so before you keep going, I'm gonna stop you right here, communication, because you just said something and I don't want to make sure I'm not confused, right? So Saturn eventually delivers the consequence. Lack of Saturn's lessons, maturity, discipline, clear boundaries leads to this moment of forced reckoning. Heartbreak as mystery and production, 21. Pain produces growth, no pain, no gain, through suffering. The mystery, 21, of why love must hurt to teach. Completion, 21, through destruction. Growth and fruition from the experience are to come. This pain is necessary for evolution. Again, no pain, no gain. The Three of Swords is the unavoidable consequences when comfort, the Hierophant, and the Pentacles, 5, 6, 7, blocks growth. Then karma has to come in. The painful truth emerges. Heartbreak, betrayal, loss, the karmic consequences of you avoiding your growth. Communication breakdown reaches karmic conclusions. When we come to personal relationships in the matrix, the betrayal, the painful revelation, the relationships that break up, Saturn delivers what you avoided. Back to something you said earlier. The things you avoid in the beginning of a relationship ends up being the reasons you break up. Communication breakdown reaches its karmic conclusion. The mystery of productive suffering. Productive suffering.
Well, looking at that Three of Swords, the mystery of productive suffering, you said, that avoided truth becomes painful, which is going to create suffering. And heartbreak delivers the lesson you wouldn't accept voluntarily. And the World card being Saturn is about lessons, which is over this Three of Swords. We're rolling that. And it's actually a way of karma enforcing growth with the Three of Swords.
Are you saying we gonna grow either by choice or karma?
Your actions or lack thereof are gonna dictate the environment that you create, your reality. Because that truth that's avoided for a long time, arriving as pain, can show or reveal or divulge itself as betrayal or exposure or collapse. And not necessarily because life is cruel, but rather because clarity was delayed. Different way to look at it. Where that karma will enforce the truth or sometimes reveal the truth, something you didn't want to look at or accept. And we're talking about this Three of Swords with the World card with Saturn ruling it. Saturn doesn't punish, which a lot of people perceive it in that manner.
I was about to say, some people might be hitting their thing right now and say, what are you talking about?
Yeah, there's probably some people out there that like seeing that, but those people probably are wearing a white jacket that enjoy looking at that kind of content, or, you know, there's probably some issues there. But Saturn doesn't punish, which a lot of people perceive it in that way, but it rather corrects, and lessons are to be taught and hopefully learned so that mistakes or errors in judgment don't repeat themselves, which would prohibit you being subjected to further emotional trauma.
I thought when I left high school to learn and stuff.
Unfortunately, there's a lot of people who ascribe to that philosophy and go about the rest of their life just existing, which I spoke about earlier, instead of actually living.
Well, the heartbreak and the Saturn and all of that from the Three of Swords pushes us to the Four of Swords. If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at IamAstrologyReadings.com for $25, and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome. Even $1 helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.